And is that, does the paling fence have points up at the top?
Yes. You rarely ever see one though now since wire came in.
Uh-huh. Well, now are these paling fences used around yards or pastures or?
Gardens, mostly.
Gardens.
Yeah, that's what they were used.
You used to be palings, like they used to be when they working up and down those cold
palings. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you have different names for the different kinds of rail fences, or is it just one kind essentially?
Just one kind to me.
If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground along a creek where some crops might be planted?
Bottom, usually, if we go to the bottom land.
Okay. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Like highway, paved, yeah. Paved road, gravel road, dirt road.
Okay, paved road. What do you call a paved road with a light colored surface?
You mean a hard surface?
Uh-huh.
We call that a paved road.
Okay. And what about a paved road with a black surface? Do you have a special?
Hard type.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Is it the valley?
I don't know. I don't
Let's
have
see.
A term for this myself, so I don't.
I don't know. I've ever heard it called that.
Okay.
I have, but still, I just can't bring it to mind.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Or would you
is
call
it, just the ditch? Well, we call it the ditch.
Just the ditch. Okay, fine. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Lazy bones, I guess.
Okay.
He's just a lazy bones. A dog that doesn't eat, you said. Just lay around.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make? Like, me. What do you call that?
Bray.
Okay.
Bray,
well, now.
Yeah, neigh.
Okay.
Horses will neigh or bray. Or your donkey braids.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Wishbone.
Okay.
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
You mean the second cutting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Six. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal?
Muffins.
Okay. And
mush.
Now to make muffins, do you use the same batter as you use for cornbread?
No, I think they use a little sweetening for it, and they probably might use more eggs and make it a little.
Maybe more like a little cake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now what else? You said muffins and mush.
Cornmeal mush.
Yeah. Now how is that made?
Boil your water and put your salt in it and then just crumble your meal around over it and sure. Cook it about 10 minutes and keep it stirred. Sure. Eat that with sweet milk or butter.
Well, now I really want to know how to make this because my husband likes all kinds of different cereals
uh-huh.
and things. Now, about how much meal to about how much water do you use?
Just as much as you want to make it out of. Just as much water, just according to how much mush you want.
Well, like if you
and
make.
Salt the water and then just stir your meal to get it thick enough.
Well, see, I don't know what thick enough is, because I've never seen it before.
Well,
so about, could you estimate how much?
I guess a half a cup would make it thick to 2 cups of water, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would.
A half a cup to 2 cups of water?
Yes.
And you cook it for 10 minutes?
Maybe more than that. It depends on if it's boiling real good, you might not have to cook it 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.